So it happened in Florida is what we've got set up for you here. Woody and I are going to share three stories real quick. They're all true. But one of them happened in Florida, and that's the one you need to identify because, you know, Florida. Just crush it in crazy. So if you can spot the Florida story first, you win. Woody's got story number one.
I think we all know growing up, you should never pick a noodle fight with somebody who's perpetually angry.
I don't know what you're saying.
Well, it's what happened in story number one. A man and his fiancée were staying at the Holiday Inn and Suites when they got into an argument about past issues. Not something you should probably bring up, especially when you're in the luxury of the Holiday Inn and Suites. Don't bring up past issues. Live in the moment. Well, it got to such a heated point that they began throwing ramen noodles at one another. You know the relationship is done when you're whipping out the food and you're like, how dare you, D'Artagnan, and then smack him with some noodles.
How dare you, D'Artagnan, is what you said.
Right? I don't know if he said that, but in my mind, that's exactly. The man was arrested for assaulting his fiancée with noodles.
Was the man's fiance named D'Artagnan?
I don't know. It doesn't say in the story.
Okay.
But in my head, yes.
Right.
Was it in Florida where the man was placed on probation for assaulting his fiance with noodles?
By the way, you're doing a Waiting for Guffman line, right?
Yes.
If I can find that line. Story number two, I'll find it in a second here. Obviously, we're all familiar with Uber. And now there's stuff out there that sort of plays on the Uber name. There's Uber Eats,
mm-hmm.
where you can get food delivered to your home. And now, of course, obviously the next step, everybody, you know what it is. Say it with me. Amish Uber.
You can get an Amish guy to come over to your house?
Sort of.
What's he going to do, like barn raising?
Well, no, he's going to give you a ride, just like regular Uber, but he's going to, thank you, Chelsea, he's going to do it in a horse and buggy.
You thought he was going to build something?
Well, I mean, if you're calling an Uber for an Amish guy, that's what I was thinking, but okay. How do I call him if they don't use phones?
Great question. You don't. Because obviously, like on Uber, you have an app, and it's the same with the Uber Eats. He's thought it all through, maybe other than that part, because let's face it, even Amish people need a ride, but they don't believe in driving cars and stuff. So he's providing an Amish Uber with the horse and buggy. But Woody, you have hit on one of the bigger problems. They also don't believe in if they're strict, they don't believe in the cell phone use. And so you can't dial up your Amish Uber on your phone.
You just got to cross your fingers and hope that he comes by.
Call somebody with a phone and then they go knock on his door.
He says what you do is you flag him down. So in other words, you just have to hope he drives by you. And then you wave at him, and then he stops and gives you a ride. But he's got the rest figured out.
Is it
$5, flat fee, he's going to give you a ride. So it seems like a bargain. Unless you really need to get somewhere, and then it's a terrible idea.
I feel like his buddies just, you know, they're doing the walking. They saw him ride by and like, hey, you want to give me a ride to Grandpa's house? And now he's just like, screw this. I'm going to start charging for all of you.
And I'm not even sure that he's in a specifically Amish area. Maybe he is. I'm not familiar with all the nooks and crannies in these great United States. But my sense is that he may be in a in an area where it's not hugely Amish. But he's just catering to the Amish crowd. I don't even know that he's Amish. He probably is, but I don't know that for a fact.
He went out and got a horse and buggy?
Well, I mean, there's a hole in the...
$5!
But Chelsea, there's a hole, you know, there's a hole to be filled, pardon the expression. He saw that there wasn't anybody serving the Amish community, so he thought, I'm going to offer the Amish Uber. The AU, as we like to call it. Is it Florida, where a man is... I'm going to use the term operating, but I feel like that's using it loosely. He's operating an Amish Uber. Woody's got the third and final.
Third and final story has to do with a man who is facing a $100 fine, being accused of a 3120. Chelsea, 3120.
Muffler bracket on a Pinto.
It's a 3121. 3120 is illegally harboring a turkey. Harboring a turkey is the $100 fine that he is facing. after he found a wild turkey moved into his backyard and, quote, he's become friends with the large bird, end quote. Now, he has some issues going on in his life. He says, I have no kids. I'm in the middle of a divorce. I have no one at home. He's a 45-year-old tow truck driver, and the turkey keeps me company, gives me something to come home to. He had previously hunted turkeys, but he's given it up considering his backyard guest. City's like, I'm sorry, you cannot have a wild turkey in your backyard and keep it as a pet. They'd like to put a $100 fine into his mailbox. Is it in Florida where he is accused of harboring the turkey? Chris is up first to try and solve our quiz. Chris, all three stories actually happened. Which one went down in Florida?
Story number two.
Oh, sorry.
No, story number two did not go down in Florida, although those of you familiar with Amish country, and maybe this may just be me, Michigan is where the dude is operating the Amish Uber. Michigan, by the way.
Cologne, maybe?
It's even phonetically spelled out. It is colon.
Front button, back button.
Well, I don't know that it's that. But it's colon, C-O-L-O-N, and I'm serious. The story spells it out phonetically.
Trasero de enfrente, trasero de atrás.
So it is colon. Uber is a cool thing, says the man. Every single year, something new comes in, and Uber is hot right now, so I wanted to do Amish Uber. We can deliver people to their front doorstep. There is no app. You just have to flag me down. $5 anywhere you want to go. Seems like...
Take me to the colon!
A mediocre idea at best.
Joseph, 50-50 shot. What do you think?
They need me to take it up.
I'm going
to
go with story number three.
Story number three! No, the dude illegally harboring the turkey, also Michigan, nowhere near the colon. He was in Garden City, Michigan.
However, probably able to get turkey fingered.
Yes.
I've never been turkey fingered before.
Is that all you're going to play?
That's it.
Okay.
I've never been turkey fingered before.
John, do you need more than that?
John, can you solve our quiz?
I don't know, guys. It's tough.
It's a four-hour show if you don't answer in the next second.
I'm going to go with number one.
Yes. Fort Walton Beach, Florida, is where the 51-year-old man assaulted his fiancée with noodles at the Holiday Inn and Suites. You don't do that. Just don't.
It's like in the olden days, in the days in France, when men would slap each other with their gloves. Say, you know, D'Artagnan, you know, how dare you talk to me like that, you? And smack him.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.